Blog Talk Radio.
What do you think humble or humility means, and do you feel you have it in your life? Do you feel it's promoted as a social trend here in America? Good morning, and today we'll be looking at some definitions of humble and humility. We will also read out of Philippians for our understanding of what it may have looked like for the apostles back then. It's too bad we do not know the women apostles so much and how they handle such attitudes or feelings of being humble and or having humility. Are you humble or living with humility? Let's see where we are with these concepts of living and attitude. The tags were under humble, which I spelled wrong, humility, social media, soul, mind, spirituality, spirit, God, government. Put this under entertainment. And who knows if anyone even heard me because I had turned the song down. So the show's already whacked out. What does humble humility mean to you? I'm going to read out of Philippians chapter 2, right before 2. Paul is to chapter 2, Philippians. It's in the New Testament, towards the tail end, right before Colossians. And preceding, I believe, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, and then Ephesians, and Philippians. Philippians is only not even 2 pages full, kind of. So we'll look at that right now. Paul's exhortation to the afflicted. Only let your conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. As an evident token of destruction, but to you of salvation and that of God. Meaning when we're going through a lot of things, we think that God doesn't love us, something's wrong, why aren't things going better? I pray that was Paul. Paul is encouraging us to say, no, we need to celebrate our affliction, celebrate the persecution, therefore making us a more humble being, possessing more humility as a person in the sight of God. I don't think that our hates are much farther off than God's hates, and our preoccupation with famous people, worshiping them, always bragging about our abilities and what we are. We're a very proud country, that's good. But I'm wondering what we have right now to be so proud of. And if we keep being so proud, it will surely be the destruction of a nation. Just trying to get some water so I don't sound like I have sandpaper. For once. So, barely read. So, he's saying, only let your conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me, now here to be in me. Paul's exhortation to humility. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Meaning we're always willing to pick up or praise or thank or put someone else higher than ourselves. That's something that's very important to God, and there's reasons for that, because Satan rose up against Jesus. We don't know the specific battle. He decided he was much like God. He wanted more power. His whole angle, Satan, the devil, the dark side, was the fact that he's so proud of his abilities. And therefore, then he was also jealous, and he was determined to destroy, to seek, devour, and destroy. I know my family's been destroyed by pride. I no longer can have contact with my birth family. That's pretty sad. My circle is very small now. Some would say, well, that's not very forgiving, it's not very Christian-like, but there comes a point when if you've been abused long enough on many levels, whatever level that might be that nobody ever saw, but it was evident and it was there, that you just have to walk away, especially when it cost you almost $3,000. That was from my legal proceedings that I recorded about and my mistake that I made on not taking care of my mental health properly. Allowing myself to be provoked. Humility and humbleness would probably eliminate being provoked or doing things out of spite. Christ's example of humility, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is good, for it is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons and daughters of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Paul's example of humility. And if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. Timothy's example of humility. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state, for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. But ye know that proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he has served with me in the gospel. Him therefore I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Quick definition of humility. A modest or low view of one's own importance, humbleness, modesty, meekness, diffidence, unassertiveness. Hey, oh, Milan. I don't know if I can get a... And we'll look at this. Humble, having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's own importance. He was humble about his stature as one of rock history's most influential guitarists. Humble. Meek, deferential, respectful, submissive, diffident, self-effacing, unassertive. I think those are strange definitions. In a way, Epaphroditus, example of humility. I know I said that wrong. Yes, I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor, fellow soldier, but your messenger and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that ye have heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I send him therefore the more carefully, that when you see him again, you may rejoice and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him, therefore, in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. Warning against confidence in flesh, and we should be able to wrap it up. Chapter 3, Philippians. That was chapter 2 I read. This is chapter 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord to write the same things to you. To me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit. And rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinks that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, as Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gain to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And he found in him not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God. Warning against living for the flesh. This is verse 17 at the bottom of my page on my Bible before chapter 4 of Philippians. I skipped exhortation to know Christ. I have 12 minutes left. We can read that too, I guess. That I may know him in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I could not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching more unto those things which are before. Warning against, I didn't read all that. Warning against living for the flesh. Verse 17. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Excuse me. Well, I'll do the call in one more time at 657-383-1065. Nobody really listens to me live. I never have a set show. It's not going to happen. I get on when I can. And what does humble humility mean to you? I'm going to play this song because I think this song is definitely about being humble. I wrote this song to Jesus. And one last word. Has anyone noticed where it is permeating more worldwide and in our own country that we just don't, do we really want to believe that Jesus was the Son of God? Why do we have to believe that there must be more than one God? Even in my worst moments, I knew deep down that Jesus was the Son of God. I may not wanted to believe it because of what I thought it entailed in my life or what I would be expected to do, what fleshly things I would be required to drop in my life or whatever the case may have been. But why is it so difficult for us to believe that it's possible that this one person was really God? And then God warns us that we would exactly not believe it anymore, and we would believe in ourselves, and we would believe in other gods before we would even touch the idea of looking at Christ as truly the true God to keep us from perishing, not only on this earth, but in the afterlife. To only acknowledge the fact that he really is the Son of God and our true Savior through the Creator. So I hope everyone has a great day today. This one was rather dry. I even lost myself within the reading. I probably read too much. King James Version is yeas and yos, eased. So I'm going to play Jesus, Can You Find My Heart? This is about really being humble, humility, I guess, begging God to help make us more whole. Everyone have a great day. This is Firemouth Spirit Warrior signing off. I encourage you to look at the book Wispy Princess and the Rainbow Mist. It's my first one out in publication. My name is under Emily Russell. It's a nice, cute read. It is a spiritual read, and it's only 24 pages. Go out and get it today. It's fun. It's great for kids. It's great for adults. And have a good one. Thank you.
the heart like the rubbish of our past. And you love us anyway, despite our flaws and errors. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for your saving grace, for loving us.
Hope everyone has a beautiful day. It's rather cloudy here and rainy. But despite the clouds of darkness, I believe that Jesus is a light in my heart, no matter despite what goes on or what is or what might be or what people think. Jesus knows my story just like he knows all of your stories. He loves you. The Creator loves you. Everyone have a beautiful day. Bye.